Bezos Hashem Yisbarach, our halacha topic from Daf Ayin is, how can it be that you and I did not give matzah or bread for an Erev, yet on this Shabbos we will be able to carry in the Erev, and we don't prohibit Chatzar or the Mavui onto others? In our Mishnah on Samach Tes Amud Beis and the Gemara's analysis on Ayin Amud Aleph, we learned the halacha, if somebody does not partake in the Erev, does not give to the Erev a bread, in such a case he could prohibit the entire chatzer or the entire mavui from carrying, and the Gemara gives a suggestion that he should be mevatel his rishus to everyone else. As a basic halacha topic, we need to understand why today these halachos do not apply. Why is it that, number one, we don't give bread to the Eruv, and number two, if we don't give bread to the Eruv, why is it that we would not be required to be mevatel our rishus of the chatzer in order to allow others to be able to carry? The reason for that is one of the most basic present-day rules of Eruv that really circumvent many, many of the sugyas that came up in the sixth parak. And it's important for us to go through those basic halachos. Says the Mechaber in Simin Shin Samach Vov, Sif Tes, the following suggestion, which is followed today almost universally in all Erevin. Im Echam Bebnei HaChotzer, Rotze Litein Pas Bishvil Kulam, Shapir Domi. If one of the Bnei HaChotzer wants to give bread on everybody's behalf, we're going to have this in a Mishnah later on Daf Ayin Tes. It's not going to be necessarily talking about all of a large city in New Jersey, a large community, maybe to be more precise, in New Jersey, or in Cleveland, or in Ramat Beit Shemesh, but nevertheless, one can extend this halacha lemaisa to our communities as well. And if one of the people in Bnei HaChotzer wants to give it, so on behalf of everybody, and therefore everyone will be included and considered as if they gave to the Erev, it works. Ubilvad shizakenu lahem al yidei acher. But he has to be mezakeit to them through someone else. Ukishezoche bo. And then when the individual is zocha on their behalf, tzarech lagbio min hakarka tefach, he needs to pick it up, a tefach from the ground. And he has to have a mind to be zochit on behalf of all of the chatzer or the mavui. Now, of course, now we know, based on today's daf, the significance of the lashon of the mechaber lekol b'nei hachatzer. He should be careful to have in mind all of the b'nei hachatzer in the mavui. If, however, he does not have in mind all the b'nei hachatzer in the mavui, so then in such a case, then if he's not including one person, it will aser the eruv onto everybody. We've mentioned in the past that is why the mechaber paskins that if chas v'chalila there is a machloikis and he does not join others together, in such a case, the Eruv would not work. The reason he has to have in mind, of course, all the Bnei HaChatzer and stipulate is because if he's not giving it for all of them, then we have the trap of our Mishnah that one person who's not included in the Eruv will be Oser on everybody else. There is one leniency in the Mechaber for people who are not aware of this, and they just make an Erev, and they just put aside, and they say, okay, we're putting aside an Erev, I'm giving it to, they go through it almost like a ceremony. I'm giving it to Reuven, gives it to Shimon, I'm giving it to Shimon, it's going to be an Erev, it's kosher, beautiful, and they make a bracha. There, they never spelled out that they were being zocha on behalf of all the Bnei HaChatzer. Nevertheless, it could very well be that even though this is not the appropriate way for the Erev, it should be understood that the fellow that is making the Erev, when he gives it to Shimon, he's being mezakeh Shimon on behalf of the entire community. Nevertheless, if that's not stipulated, the Mechaber has a lenient opinion as a Yesh Omrim. Obviously, it should not be followed l'chatchila. V'yesh Omrim shavol pi shlo yizakeh beferish lamitoisvim aleihem. Even if they don't say explicitly that it's for everybody, leiv bezdin masna aleihem, there is the condition of bezdin, which one could explain in different ways, but Bezdin made a condition that every single time an Erev is made, it's meant to go on all of the people. And here's something very interesting that we need to keep in mind. Vim nitosvu diyur en lachash nismai te'erev min ashir tzarech lahosif machamasan. Simply put, you need to make sure that there's always two seudos worth of the Eruv that's around. Mechaber then goes on that it should not be done with children, the Zikwe. Ruven should be giving it to a mature adult, Shimon. That's how we learn in Sif Yud. It's for this reason that the Chochmas Lev in Perek Gimel Sif Yud adds that in instances where, for whatever reason, a person does not carry with the city Eruv and is sure to make an Eruv in his own building, you have to make sure not to forget any particular resident. And make sure that when you make the Eruv, if everybody is actually giving to the Eruv, that every single one of the tenants do combine to the Eruv. And if you're using the process of Zikui, that you make sure that you're being mezakeh every single one of the people in the building. The Chochmas Lev says that in such a case, it does not fall into the category that we've spoken about earlier in the halacha from the Daily Daf, and that is the case of Cholek al ha'eruv, that someone is makbid in Shin Samach Vav Sif Hei, that he doesn't include someone else in the Eruv, then it asers everything else. If a person is saying that I want to make my own Eruv, as long as he doesn't claim that he's removing himself from the larger Eruv, but as a Chumrah he wants to make his own Eruv in his building, then that would be acceptable. But keep in mind that every once in a while people forget about someone who was in the Chatzer, and they collect from a few people, and they don't do the Zikui, so then in such a case, if there's one person there that you didn't have in mind, then there would be a problem. For that reason, the best thing is to be mezakeh on behalf of everybody in the Chatzer, or in the Mavui. The bracha that's made in such a case, when one makes an Eruv, is Al Mitzvahs Eruv, as described in the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Samach Vav Sif Yudalid. Some have the custom to make the Eruv Chatzeres at the same time that they make an Eruv Tavshilin, and then in such a case, then the bracha would be Al Mitzvahs Eruvin. The exact order of the process should be the following. First, says in Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Pei Beis in Shin Samach Vav, that he should stipulate, and again, sometimes this is forgotten, because if you look in the Siddur, often in the bracha of Erev, they'll give you the bracha, and they'll tell you what to say, as we're about to describe, in terms of the custom of what to say after the bracha, but the zikui is not spelled out, and should be spelled out in the United States in English. If people understand Yiddish, that's fine as well. And Eretz Yisrael, if people understand Hebrew, it should be spelled out in Hebrew in Lashon Kodesh. And the bracha should be made, and then he should, in the case of the Zikwe, which is what we've recommended, Reuven should say to Shimon, you are taking this Eruv, which of course has its halachos of what the shiur should be and so on, which we're not discussing today. You are taking this Eruv on behalf of the entire Chatzar or the entire city. And then, as a Mechaber writes in Simen Shin Samach Vav, and this is found in many Sidurim, he says in Aramaic, Bahadin Eruva, with this Eruv Yesharon Lan La Puke Ula Yiluye Min Habotim Lechotze Min Lechotze Lebotim Bais Lebais Lechol Habotim Shebechotze. With this Eruv, now we are able to carry. But again, we want to emphasize that there should be an appropriate Zikui that's done on behalf of all of the tenants and all of those who dwell in the Chotzer in the city, because otherwise, then we have the problems that were delineated in on our daf on Samach Tesa Mebeis to Daf Ayin. This Beis HaShem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Ayin.